Psalm 72, Preface. For a true and saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, we must first know who and what he is in his own nature and person, that he is by nature God, begotten from the essence of the Father, and also true man born of the Virgin Mary. Furthermore, we must know what he earned for our lost and condemned race by his holy life, his bitter suffering, his shameful death, and his joyous resurrection and ascension. In the third place, we must also eat the fruit of his work, claiming his merits as ours, and so dressing our souls in his garments of salvation, in them to appear before the Father. And having been made heirs through faith, we must also praise him with hearts and hands and voices, showing our faith by our works. If we so honor Jesus Christ, there will be fulfilled in us what he promised, saying, If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. John 12:26. But in those who despise Christ will be accomplished what he threatens in that same chapter, verse 48, saying, He that rejects me and receives not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. As our King and Savior, Christ is described in the 72nd Psalm. Prophecy of Christ and His Kingdom, a Psalm for Solomon. Give the King thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the King's Son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people, he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace, so long as the moon endures. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents, the kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Summary. This last of his psalms David composed in his old age, and it is a peculiarly lovely song of Christ and his kingdom. The disciples were indeed but a handful of grain, but their preaching shook the nations, and they quickly multiplied into a grain field extending over city and country. In this kingdom, sin and an evil conscience have no sway as under the law. It is a kingdom of forgiveness and righteousness in which peace of heart and joy in the Holy Ghost abounds and rules. Yet, he also foretold the persecutions of the Christians, but pronounces the blood of the martyrs precious in the sight of the Lord. The worship in this kingdom of Christ is prayer and praise, prayer for its prosperity and praise for the King's benefits. This is the daily offering of the Gentiles, for he describes kings and nations as bowing to Christ, acknowledging him their king, and worshiping him as being by nature God, with prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. Prayer. Unto thee, our heavenly Father, do we lift up our hearts with joyous thanks, because thou hast granted us the knowledge of thy Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we have everlasting life. Preserve in us this saving knowledge, that we may hear his voice with joy and go with him into his eternal kingdom. Amen.